Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 54, verses 1 to 7. Psalm chapter 54, verses 1 to 7. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For the strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O God, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Amen. Let us now pray. Lord, we thank you, O God, for your word that you sent to us on time to direct us, guide us, cleanse us, and sanctify us. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness. Your loving kindness to us, we are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for your love, for answered prayers, for the healing, for the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Thank you, Lord, for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we confess our sins and renounce them, Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we commit once again into your hand not to do them again and to live a life to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we trust you and rely on you, that you will answer our prayers. You will shield us, protect us, and provide us all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to execute your will and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite her husband to implement the discipline orders on their children and according to your word. Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the work of the enemies, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to humble them. O Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, laziness, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing on your sight. Lord, help the children to persevere in the discipline of their parents and in their studies, and that they will serve you and continue to do your works. Lord, we pray that you will help and support all the single parents in the church and provide all their needs to continue to care for their children. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more income so we can continue to receive our salaries on time and so we give what is due to you. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you from tithes, offerings, and first fruit that you will increase their salaries and incomes in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessings to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them that they can see Christ in us. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues, that all the people that we are serving, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need, that you will provide to them their needs. Lord, give them wisdom to help them to solve their problems. Lord, heal those who are sick among them and provide jobs for those who are jobless. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and the people back home in our countries and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the people that were mentioned now in our prayers. Convict them, Lord, to repent and come and to give their lives to you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the place that you allow the church to expand. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of new people in those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, prosper all those places so we too, your church, will prosper. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations, workers, and members. Grant us favor from you and from the governments of those places, that all the logistic needs and the documentations will be provided. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more brethren to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who left your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, lead us to those who are repentant to help them to go out of their troubles. Lord, we pray for all the church members to honor the Sabbath and keep the day of worship. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church schooling, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the evangelism, the publications, the children and the youths under their parents, and the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to preach your word and impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to make disciples, to pray, to minister, and to declare your will so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, enable us to reach new places, new countries, cities, and new languages and nations. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our worship service today. Lord, bless every item of our service, bless our prayers, our worship songs, the giving, and your word that we will hear today. Speak to us, Lord, and do miracles and wonders in our midst. Bless also this recording to reach the rest of the congregations and the members of the church and to reach the lost and to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Let us now stand and worship the Lord. In Psalms chapter 7, verse 17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Let us now, we are here to praise and worship the Lord and lift our hearts and sing to him. We are here to praise you. Lift our hearts and sing. We are here to give you the best that we can bring. And it is our love
Christ, Abba Father. We are here to praise you, lift our hearts and sing. We are here to give you the best that we can bring. And it is our love rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, Abba Father. To give you pleasure and delight, heart and mind and will that say, we love you, Lord. We are here to praise you. Lift our hearts and sing. We are here to give you the best that we can bring. And it is our love rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, I love you, Lord. Everything within us cries, I love you, in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. everything to God in prayer. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame, and love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Seated on the throne, crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. High and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God. For the cross, Lord, thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame, and love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace.
Jesus, O God, and to be praised, O Lord God. And Lord, to your hands we commit again our lives.
And to your hands I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing. With all I am, I walk with you wherever you go. I trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing. With all I am, I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I'll sing. With all I am.
Yes, O Lord God. You hear, O Lord God, the commitment of your people, O God, that we believe and we belong to you, Lord God. And you are the reason, Lord, why we live here in the earth, and you are the reason why we sing and worship you, Lord. Use all our body parts, O Lord God, to glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now continue our worship by giving our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, it says, "Honor the Lord with all thy substance, and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall be burst out with a new wine." Let us pray. Lord God, we praise and honor you, for you are our provider in everything that we need. And indeed, if we honor you first in our lives, you will fill our barns with plenty. And as we give in out of our resources to you, O God, as an act of our faith that will lead your faithful people to abundance, for your name will glorify in our needs. Thank you, Lord God, for everything sustained that beyond our expected. We pray, Lord, for this money to help the need and dear church and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I am reading from the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled With Saving Part 2. Saving Part 2. Let us continue our tackling about saving.
But first, let us pray. Lord God, we praise and thank you for your faithfulness and loving kindness through your word that you've given to us on time for us to learn and apply it in our lives. Lord, let your Holy Spirit convict your people, your church, to force them to abide the instructions you will give today. We pray that this message will reach the corners of this world so they can rise from poverty of life. Enjoy the pleasant life just as you promised in your word. Anoint my lips, O God, to read this message with clarity, with the conviction of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us continue about savings. Letter B, initiatives to go into making a strategic reserve. Initiatives to go into making a strategic reserve. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 34, Genesis chapter 41, verse 34, let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. Nowhere in the scriptures, except in the story of Joseph, is it mentioned that a fifth of the income, the 20%, has to be saved. When Joseph faced Pharaoh with the truth that he needed to save one-fifth of all the income of Egypt, that figure appeared reasonable to Pharaoh as well as to Joseph. Joseph must have certainly noticed Pharaoh's extravagant life, yet they found it a reasonable proposition. Food, clothes, accommodations, furniture, appliances, transportation, communication of various types, education at various levels, health and medical care, insurance, taxes, and government fees are all important in life today. But even among these, there are some more important things than others. If the less important things are kept away from the list of expenses and the more important things are attended to with discretion, then it will be easy to save 20% the yearly or monthly income. The question that would always be asked is how to save? How to save? Disciplining ourselves is the first and the most important step towards savings. If you don't follow the outline of the scripture that teaches how to avoid unnecessary expenses, then we will not be able to save. We can eat well, dress well, live well, get educated well, communicate well, and do all the rest of the things with the following guidelines. Number one, repent of boastfulness. Repent of boastfulness. King Solomon make a great throne for him to sit down. In 1 Kings chapter 10 verses 18 to 21, 1 Kings chapter 10 verses 18 to 21, moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps. And the top of the throne was round behind, and there were stays on either side on the palace, on the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stays. And the 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other, upon the 6 steps, there was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold. And all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. If a person or the church want to buy something that causes them to use the money in their strategic reserve, they will have to deny themselves and make do the something less expensive that is sufficient to satisfy the need. If what King Solomon had spent on the throne was the 20% that he needed to save, then it could be considered as being truly extravagant. We need to be careful in accepting or undertaking a project or projects that will cripple our finances and put us in debt, which will take a considerable amount of time in our lives to clear. Now, if we behave out of order and do as Solomon did and spend all that for a mere chair to sit on, then that is showing off and boasting. 2 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 20. And all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was not anything accounted of in the days of Solomon. Solomon's utensils were made of gold. Was that really necessary? Wasn't mere boastfulness and extravagance? We might squander away what is in our hands on expensive cars, clothes, shoes, mobiles, gold jewels, restaurants, trips, and unnecessary journeys, vacations, expensive hotels, and so on, just to show off. Will anything good come out of that? Think about it. Number two, avoid extravagant projects and building expensive houses. Number two, avoid extravagant projects and building expensive houses. In 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 37 to 38, 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 37 to 38, and the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid in the Mount Sip, and in the 11th year, in the month of Bull, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it. So was he 7 years in building it. In 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 1, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 1, but Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. Solomon spent more time on building his own palaces, 13 years, than on building the house of God, 7 years. Many people nowadays spend much time, effort, and money to build or buy houses that they don't live in. It is not wrong to build or buy a house, but if we just buy or build to rent it or for someone else to live in it, then it is waste, especially when we have to clear the debt that was taken to build it. Also, it is very inappropriate to use what we own of states, houses, in times of emergency. If we are in urgent need of money, we cannot sell the property with the house quickly. And even if we sell it, we may not be able to get the amount of money that we need or get back the amount we spent on it. If we need to buy or build a house to live in immediately, then it is worth venturing into this project, but we must have ready finances for it. Number three, quit spending on friends or people just because they admire us. Quit spending on friends or people just because they admire us. King Solomon spent much on the Queen of Sheba. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 13. And King Solomon gave unto the Queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Also, it mentioned in 2 Chronicles, chapter 9, verse 12. 2 Chronicles, chapter 9, verse 12. And King Solomon gave to the Queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which she had brought unto the king. So she turned and went away to her own land, she and her servants. He gave her much more than what she had given him. Why did he do that? It was his pride. We do the same and spend lavishly on people or friends unnecessarily, just because they fed our pride. We give them gifts and treat some people well in order to gain their favor and their approval. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 16. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. Here in this proverb, want or poverty results when we resort to the two things mentioned below. First, when we oppress the poor and take advantage of them without paying them their wages. Second, when we give gifts to rich people. We give gifts to earn their favor and approval. We trust them to help us more than God. Therefore, when we do these things, we are igniting God's anger, and we will be visited by poverty and lose out on God's providence. We don't need to spend on rich people or give them gifts. When we do that, then we are wasting resources, and that will contribute to our poverty. When we do behave like that, God will not reward us for such wasting. Some people use their money to make friends so that later on those friends will help them. But that is cheating and showing lack of faith in God. In Proverbs chapter 19 verse 4, Proverbs chapter 19 verse 4 says, wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. If you use your money to make friends in order for you to further your own plans, then just be sure that your money will disappear. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 6. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 6. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. People will befriend those who give gifts. But people who give gifts like food, money, flowers, must realize that their money will not remain with them. They are wasting their money. Instead, poverty will come them company. The Lord has placed in our hands many riches and blessings, and it's up to us either to squander it on ourselves and ruin our lives and our descendants and disciples, or cherish and appreciate what the Lord had placed in our hands and be a good steward. In this way, we will ensure that our lives and the life of our disciples and our children after us is secure. It makes sense to Pharaoh when Joseph told him to save 20% of the whole year's income of Egypt. There was no doubt that he had led a pompous life and indulged in extravagance, but he humbled himself before Joseph and the word of God that he had received through Joseph's interpretation of his own dream. Number four, using free resources. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Ye come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. This is an invitation from the Lord to use the resources that are freely available in nature and through various privileges and service in life. There is free food, water, electricity, internet, telephones, transport, fruit, vegetables, and other items. As long as they are from the Lord, we can use them as a free resources. This will facilitate us to save a large portion of our income for the future. Number five, not spending on unnecessary things. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Isaiah is recommending that we spend money on essentials and not on useless things that cause harm. For example, you need to buy milk for children because milk is essential. But we don't need to spend on soft drinks because they are not essentials. We need to spend on rice, bread, vegetables, and meat, but we don't need to spend on chocolates, chips, and sweets. We need to cut unnecessary expenses so that we can save and have money and have more money to reach new areas with the gospel. We need to avoid unnecessary things like makeup, jewels, gold, accessories, and perfumes. But toothpaste and toothbrush, certain deodorants after shaving, certain creams, and lotions are essentials. But the rest we should eliminate from our list. We don't need to wear and use branded things because there is a heavy price tag attached to them. As long as even simple and expensive things serve the purpose, we need to use them so that we can save the rest of the money to reach the lost. We must avoid spending on something even if they don't cost much, but they are not essentials, because over a period of time, they will drain our financial source. A can of soft drinks that will cost us about 35 cents in a day will cost $127.75 over a year. Over 10 years, it will be $1,277.5. Get on poor people in the house. Over 10 years, they need to spend $5,110 just for soft drinks. With $5,110, a car can be bought to help in ministry. The same can be applied to candies, chewing gum, and etc. When we do that regularly, then that will affect our budget. Simple things that we are not aware of can let wealth to go away from us. We can spend about $2 to $5 and bless someone with a Bible, which is the more essential and priceless gift. Hence, let's be wise and discern the essential from non-essential. Number 6, nothing be wasted. Let nothing be wasted. Avoid wastage of any kind. This principle is implied in John chapter 6. Jesus gave them the following instruction in John chapter 6 verse 12. John chapter 6 verse 12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Lord said that nothing be lost. The disciples did not throw anything away. If we waste our resources, water, electricity, bread, food, etc., then we cannot keep wealth. Misuse of resources can take wealth away from us and from our children in the future, but proper use can be a blessing to people. A good percentage of people eat the food on the first day, but on the second day will not eat the leftover and they will just throw it. The food had cost time, effort, and money to prepare. If we waste every day a dollar for that food that we are throwing, then over 1 year, we are wasting $365. And over 10 years, then we will be losing $3,650. Simple things that we are not aware of can cost us much money. We learn this from the Word of God through the words of Jesus. He satisfied the crowd with bread and fish, not with three or four items. and remaining was stuck for another day. What a wonderful lesson. Why do we need to save? Why do we need to save? The following scripture will provide the answer. Letter A, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Some people do not have in their mind to save, and they will spend all that they receive. And when they have an emergency in their lives, they will fall into poverty and they will be in need. When we do not have in our vocabulary the word saving, then we will be the victim of debt. Unwise in spending and unwillingness to save will bring ruin into our lives in the form of debts, bank loans, and bankruptcy, and we will be left high and dry in emergency situations with nothing to lean on. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. Riches are like fortified city. It comes to our aid in times of trouble. Serving the Lord with our spiritual gifts is certainly an asset. But if we have material wealth, we can spend and pay for all the expenses of the ministry. Even better is wealth along with spiritual gifts. It is the money that will bring the gospel, but the Holy Spirit uses material things to sustain those whom He uses to bring the gospel. And the Holy Spirit today directs us and teaches us to save and be a good steward. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Poverty is what cripple people and make them vulnerable to many hazards, including sicknesses, injustice, oppression, and abuse. Poverty is not a sin, but when it preys on people due to wrong stewardship, then it is a sin, and it becomes a foothold for others, dangerous sin, to crawl into our lives and cause ruin. Letter B, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 24. The crown of the wise is the richest, but the foolishness of fools is folly. The wise and godly will benefit from their wealth. It will prove to be an asset to them. The Bible wants us to act wisely with regard to money and need to accommodate wealth for a godly purpose. Abraham was rich. Isaac was rich. David was rich. Solomon was rich. And the riches were used for the glory of God. David collected large amount of treasures and kept them for his son Solomon to build the temple of God. So the wealth and the ability that God has given us to make us wealth should be used for God's purpose and for His glory to build His church. But the foolishness of fools is folly. Those who don't have saving but have squandered away their wealth are fools, sinners, and totally wicked because they were reluctant to make wealth. They have opposed the purpose of God in their lives and have been bad stewards. Letter C, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. It says, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. David said for his son Solomon to build the temple of God. We need to leave an inheritance for our children, who are the next generation, to aid them to take the gospel to others. As we endeavor to save our children and disciples who will lead the church in the future, we'll have adequate resources to manage the fields and will continue the mission work of God that He started until His return. We have to teach them to do the same thing so that this trend will continue in the next generation to come. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. Paul told to the Corinthians that he has not seeking after the material things that they had. He also declared to them clearly that the children should not save for their parents, but parents should save for their children. But nowadays, in many cases, the opposite is going on. Parents are not leaving any inheritance or any material things for the children. Instead, the children are contributing and supporting their parents. Furthermore, some parents are waiting for their children to work in order to be supported by them. And this is opposite to what Scripture says. Letter D, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth his bread to the poor. It says here that the person who has a bountiful eye that comes from a bountiful heart will be blessed because he gave his bread to the poor. Therefore, we need to save so that we can share with the poor and further be blessed. If we are poor, then we cannot share and we will not be a blessing either to ourselves or to others. It is not shameful to be poor, but it is shameful and sinful if we don't know how to come out from poverty, manage our lives according to God's will, and learn to save and make wealth according to scriptural principles. Therefore, in our endeavor to help the poor, we need to teach them how to ultimately come out of poverty and start to help others. We give alms to help the poor because we love God and we love our neighbors. Jesus recommends us to give alms and to help those in need. He promised us a reward from God the Father when we do it out of a good heart. Matthew chapter 6, verse 4. Matthew chapter 6, verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth the secret himself shall reward thee openly. The giving of alms is a great duty, and a duty which all the disciples of Christ, according to their ability, must abound in. Giving alms is righteousness. Psalms chapter 112, verse 9. Psalm chapter 112, verse 9. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Also in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivered from death. That which is given to the poor is their due. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. It is true that our alms would not make us deserve to go to heaven. But it is true that we cannot go to heaven without them. It is pure religion. In James chapter 1, verse 27, James chapter 1, verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Alms further can do us the following. First, reward us in temporal things with plenty. Reward us in temporal things with plenty. In Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 to 25. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 to 25. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is met. But it tended to poverty. Verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Also in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Next, security from want. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Also in Psalms chapter 37, verse 21, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Psalm chapter 37, verse 25, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Next, if you give alms, you can further the following to do. Relief from distress. Psalm chapter 41, verses 1 to 2. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Next, honor and good name. In Psalms chapter 112, verse 9. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Next, recompensation in the resurrection of the just with eternal riches. In Luke chapter 14, verse 14. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. How do we save money or keep the money? Some people think that only those who have a large income, a good job, a distinguished profession, or high salary can save money or have wealth. That is not correct. We need to know that even those who have low income and low-paying menial jobs can still save money if we do the following. First, work hard, be honest and sincere, tithe correctly, and give what is due to God. Practice thriftiness, exercise discipline in money matters, using free resources, and spending only on the necessary and important things. Live in holiness, and be persistent in saving. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. Wealth gathered by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. We learn from Proverbs to live in holiness and to gather money not necessarily in bulk, but little by little through hard work until this becomes much. Let's follow all the principles and methods of savings that can be that has been mentioned in this message. Let's also exercise discipline in money matters to conserve wealth to be used for the sustenance of our families, the church, and for the extension of God's kingdom. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Few more things than what is mentioned in above verse make us poor. loving pleasure, indulging in sin, wasting money, drinking wine, enjoying worldliness, eating expensive food, and so on. All this will make us poor. Moreover, the Bible says in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, Romans chapter 14, verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." The kingdom of God is praying and fasting, and not feasting or getting involved in parties. Nowadays, churches have been socializing centers where money is spent unwisely and lavishly for arranging get-together, parties, and celebrations to carry people's favor and approval. Remember, poverty will knock on the door of such churches and God's work will come to a standstill. For example, if every week we have a party, then how much money will we be spending on food, dresses, preparations, and gifts? That all cost money. And if we multiply it for 1 year, then how much? Okay, for example, if we spread $50 for 10 people for food in a small party in a week, then per year, it will add up to $2,600. Then per 10 years, it will be $26,000. Simple things that can cost little money on the long term will cost us much. Instead of saving that amount of money, we may end up into debt. Poverty will come into our lives because we did not save this amount of money to be used later on for God's glory. Let's not send money down the drain, but use it for the right purpose. We must know how to discipline ourselves and refrain from wasting this precious resource that can be used to transform our lives. There are many things that we do unnecessarily that will hinder us from saving, doing parties and celebrations, eating in the restaurants, giving gifts, using taxis and expensive transport, not using public transport and buses, eating ready-made food and not cooking with our hands, holidaying, fines and penalties because of carelessness. These are all heavy expenses and money consumers and things that hinder us from saving. They are not the very thing that take the saving away. The point here is this. If it is not in our mind to save and we are not taking it seriously, then we will not be able to save. For example, I put the following in my mind. I don't need to practice giving gifts because I do not have money to put in that direction. Another example, I don't practice eating in restaurants so that my money will not go into that direction. So I can have some money that I can share. I can give Bibles that I can reach the lost with, and I can help those who are in need in certain emergencies. My dear and beloved, living wisely and abiding by the will of God and the Word of God will certainly enable us to amass wealth, which would be a great resource for winning souls and preparing them to enjoy eternal life for the glory of God and the extension of His kingdom on earth. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone love the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desire pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." Strict discipline starts from the heart of man. No one can force anyone to be changed unless the person decides to do that. The decision comes from within. Our mind needs to be renewed and transformed that it will no longer love worldly things, so our finances will not be wasted on things that are sinful, worldly and unnecessarily. Expensive food, parties, giving and exchanging gifts, trips, sightseeing, and tours that without purpose are not the love of God, but are all worldliness. Our worldliness will suck and exhaust all our financial resources. And when we are really in need and need to spend, then we find ourselves without money and going to debt, and that is not the love of God. We need to fix our thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. We need to think about things that were excellent and worthy of praise and order our lives accordingly. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that teach me to save the 1/5 or 20% of my income. Lord, thank you for all the teaching, the rebukes, the corrections, and the admonishments that I receive in this message. Repent and renounce all your sins, renounce your bad stewardship and wasting your resources on friends, rich persons, and to please people. Repent of your pride, arrogance, boasting, and showing off. Repent of your worldliness, your love for material things, and your unnecessary in spending on worldly things like parties, trips, buying expensive furniture, gold, jewels, cars, etc. Repent of your stubbornness and unwillingness to take warning. Repent of your unwillingness to save. Confess your unwillingness to help the poor and the needy. Confess your arrogance and unwillingness to go along His will and the plan that He has for you. Repent of your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and to serve Him. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself once again to live in holiness and according to the principles that we receive from your word to be a good steward, start to save and to gather the extra that you are giving me and store for the future. Lord, I commit myself to cut all unnecessary and less important expenses. Lord, I commit myself not to use gifts and money to impress people and to refrain from parties and from eating expensive food and eating in restaurants. Lord, I'm willing to go through the good plan that you have for me and to build up the strategic reserve for the future. Lord, I commit myself to serve you and to suffer for your cause in serving your purpose in my life, in the life of the people, in Jesus' name. Amen. Into your hands I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. You hold my rod in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing. You're all I am. I'll walk with you wherever you go, through tears and joy, I trust in you. And I believe in all of your ways, your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. You're the reason that I sing.
it all I am.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and are willing to follow the teaching and the style of life that you want them to live and follow. Lord, continue to cleanse them from the worldliness and from doing their own will and plan. Lord, transform them and use their lives to attract others to follow you. Lord, bless us as a church to continue to teach about stewardship and train the workers to continue to save and manage their lives and expenses well in preparing for the strategic reserve for the future. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go and evangelize, making new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. By the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what little pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Every trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord and pray. Can we find a friend so faithful who will our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Good morning.